From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. During a second day of questioning at his confirmation hearing, Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch told a Senate panel that politics will not sway his decisions on the court.
I have no difficulty ruling against or for any party other than based on what the law and the facts in the particular case require. And I'm heartened by the support I have received from people who recognize that there's no such thing as a Republican judge or a Democratic judge. We just have judges in this country.
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee praise Gorsuch's conservative judicial philosophy, while Democrats voice concerns that he would solidify what they view as the Supreme Court's pro-corporate leanings. The United States issued an emergency order Tuesday banning passengers from carrying large electronic devices on planes flying directly to the U.S. from 10 Middle Eastern airports. One former Jordanian aviation official supports that ban.
As a security expert, I think it's a right decision to have one less headache to be concerned in security-wise related to aviation. So I support that decision to have all electrical devices on the luggage, not on board.
And he said the security agency ban is not in response to some specific threat. The directive will require passengers to store an electronic device larger than a cell phone in checked baggage. The U.S. State Department confirmed Tuesday that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will not attend the NATO summit in Brussels this April. He will be attending the G7.